This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 7 Pentecost Sunday. First posted June 29, 2008. Zechariah 9:9-12. Our coming King. Psalm 145:1-2, 3-13, 14-21. God's character. Romans 7:15-25. Inner conflict. Matthew 11:25-30. Jesus' authority. Zechariah paraphrase. The children of Zion, the Temple Mount, Israel, the church, children of Jerusalem, the city of God, rejoice greatly with loud shouts. Lo, your King comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on an ass, on a colt the foal of an ass. Zechariah 9:9. In that day the Lord will end warfare and will destroy the weapons of war. He will command peace to all nations, and he will reign in sovereign authority over all lands and people of earth, from the river Euphrates, the river flowing from the Garden of Eden, the cradle of civilization, to the most distant corners of the earth. By the blood of the new covenant, the Lord will free us from captivity to sin and death in the waterless pit, hell. Return to the Lord who is our stronghold, and become captives of hope. The Lord has promised to restore us doubly. Psalm paraphrase, I will lift up and bless the name of the Lord, my God and King. I will bless and praise the Lord every day throughout eternity. The Lord is great and worthy of all our praise. His greatness is vastly more than we can comprehend. Let each generation praise and declare God's works to the next. Let us meditate on the glorious splendor of God's grandeur and his wondrous works. People will proclaim God's awesome power and works. They will proclaim and build up God's fame for his abundant goodness, and praise his righteousness. I will declare God's greatness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. Psalm 145:8-9. All God's creatures will give thanks to God. All who are godly, all who obey God's word, believers, will bless his name. They will testify to the glory and splendor of his kingdom, and of his power and mighty deeds. His kingdom is eternal, and his sovereign authority is throughout all generations. God's word and his every deed is faithful and gracious. He lifts up the fallen and restores the oppressed. All creatures depend upon the Lord to supply their food as needed. When the Lord gives, he satisfies the need of every living thing. All of his ways are just, and all his deeds are kind. He is near to all who call upon him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear, have the appropriate awe and respect for the power and authority of God. He hears their cries and saves them. He will preserve all who love him, but he will destroy the wicked. May I praise the Lord in all I say. May I bless his name throughout eternity. Romans paraphrase, it is hard to understand how we can desire to do what we know is right, but still not do it. If we recognize that we do what we know is not right, we affirm that God's law is good. The fact that we do what we know is not right shows us that our physical nature is sinful. We cannot overcome sin by our own will. The fact is, that whenever we want to do what is right, temptation to evil is close by. In my spirit I delight in God's law, but my physical body is at war with God's law, and I am enslaved by my physical body. Only God, through our faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, can deliver me from slavery to sin which otherwise results in eternal death. Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23. Matthew paraphrase, the mystery of God's plan for creation is hidden from those who consider themselves wise and understanding by worldly standards. See 1 Corinthians 1:17-25-1:8. But by his gracious will he reveals it to those who are humble, trusting and obedient like children. God has given all authority over all things to Jesus. Only Jesus knows God as fully as God knows Jesus, and Jesus reveals God the Father to whomever he chooses. Jesus invites those who are burdened and tired, and he will give them rest. The yoke of discipleship to Jesus is not too difficult or burdensome, compared to our bondage to sin and death. We can learn humility and gentleness and receive spiritual rest from Jesus. Commentary. We have all been born into slavery to sin, disobedience of God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and eternal death, the penalty for sin, Romans 6:23. Jesus came into the world to become the only sacrifice, once for all time and all people, acceptable to God, for the forgiveness of our sins. Jesus' blood, shed on the cross, seals the new covenant of salvation. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar top right. Under the new covenant, which Jesus instituted on the night of his betrayal and arrest, Matthew 26:26-29, we are saved from eternal condemnation and eternal death by grace, unmerited favor, a free gift to all who are willing to receive it by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8-9. Jesus is the Savior God promised, to free us from captivity to sin and eternal death in hell, Zechariah 9:11. Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9, entering Jerusalem on a young donkey the week before his crucifixion, Matthew 21:1-11, which the church celebrates as Palm Sunday. God has designed creation so that we can learn to trust and obey him, die, trial and error, and be reborn to eternal life in his heavenly kingdom. Jesus Christ had been God's plan from the very beginning, and it has been built into creation, John 1:1-5:14. God sent Jesus into the world in flesh and blood to show us how to live in obedience to God's word and to make it possible for us to be spiritually reborn to eternal life, John 3:3-5-8. It is impossible for us in our own human flesh to overcome sin by our own will. We are slaves of sin and death. Jesus came in human flesh to destroy the power of Satan and eternal death, Hebrews 2:14-15. We are all enslaved by our physical bodies, and only through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus can we be delivered from the power of sin and death. We will all serve Jesus or we will serve Satan. Those who sin are in slavery to sin and death, John 8:34-36. Only Jesus can set us free. In order to be disciples of Jesus, we must be willing to sacrifice our self-will in order to do his will. Self-will leads to eternal destruction, but God's will leads to eternal life. God's will for us is far better than we could imagine or design for ourselves. We will have to serve someone or something. Serving Jesus is eternally rewarding. Phenomenal. Church is failing to pass on the praise of the Lord to the next generation. The church has failed to make born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciples of Jesus Christ, who have a personal relationship with Jesus and God the Father through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. Without born-again disciples who have a personal knowledge and experience of the Lord, there can be no personal testimony to the character and works of God. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.